Baldwin, you're there, aren't you?
I'm ready to go.
Well, there we go. Let's get to some fun stuff here on a Monday before I hockey rink the entire studio. Jeff Baldwin is the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Monroe County, and you have a very large event coming up a week from this Thursday. Tell us all about it.
Yes, our third annual Man Up to Make a Difference event. And this year we are so excited to have a keynote speaker, Major League pitcher Jim Morris, who was the inspiration for the Disney movie, The Rookie.
Great movie, Jeff. Great movie.
It is. Just a great family movie. And I know, you know, many folks out there have seen that and were inspired by that and such. So we hope that they'll come out and join us on December 11th, the evening of. It'll be a Thursday evening.
So is this open to the public then?
It is, to everybody, men and women.
Okay.
And so even though it's a program that supports our Passport to Manhood program, it certainly is a special event that's open to absolutely everyone.
Now, this Man Up event, Jeff, when was it created? Who created it, and why has it been such a stunning success here over the last few years?
Well, it again, it was 3 years ago, and the idea was born out of a thought process that involved looking at many of the young men in our community who just don't have regular male positive role models, and I know we see that on a daily basis at the club, and realize that we needed to fill a niche, and that is provide some of these young men with some mentors that could help them navigate the process of
growing up and being in a world that maybe isn't very conducive to them acting properly.
That's exactly right. You know, so many young men today that suffer with, you know, suffer the challenges of decision making and their own personal wellness, or considering what it means to be a dad and a father to their family. And so the program Passport to Manhood is something that we adopted within the clubs, and the Man Up to Make a Difference event was a way to fund that particular program.
And this program that you speak about, what do you do with the kids? Is it different than what you normally do at the Boys and Girls Club? What is this Passport? How is it different? Who can get involved with that?
So I would say, you know, the first part of that question is it different from what we do? I think on a daily basis, you know, we're working with kids in regards to decision making or personal wellness, et cetera. But this is a much more targeted effort at reaching some young men in our clubs that need it. And the idea is to match them with male mentors that help to conduct the content of the class with them. And it goes on for, you know, anywhere between an 8 and 10 week process.
So is this a one-to-one kind of thing, or is it, you said the word class, so I guess I didn't realize that this was like a program in that regard.
It is. And a lot of things we do in the club are, we refer to them as clubs. Maybe it's archery club or chess club or cooking club, are things that regularly happen at the club, and kids can sign up for those you know, programs when they're coming on a regular basis. So it's and in particular, it's not necessarily a matchup of one to one. We do have two adults that run that particular program, and they do a spectacular job of doing that. They're both educators out at Lakeview Elementary.
Nice.
Our guest this morning is Jeff Baldwin. He is the executive director of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Monroe County. We thank Jeff for being with us this morning. The event coming up, Man Up to Make a Difference. It's a week from this Thursday. When do I need to act by to make sure I've got a seat and ready to go to hear a great speaker, plus eat some great food as well?
Yes. So, you know, first, I can't, you know, miss this. Do have to thank German American Bank and Meineke for both being our key sponsors in this event. But ticket sales are going very quickly. We are very excited about the response thus far. Certainly there's still room for people to be engaged and involved, but the seats and the tables are going quickly. Very simply, you can go to our website at bgcbloomington.org, and as soon as you go there are some banners that come up, and one of them will be this Man Up to Make a Difference banner. and click on that. It'll take you right to the link where you can purchase a seat. And it's as inexpensive as $40 for a bleacher seat. That does include the food as well from shortstop this year again for the third year in a row.
Aren't they great like that? That's awesome. That's...
It is so incredible that they say yes to this every year. It costs $60 for a single seat at a table. That's general seating. And then if you'd like to sit with Jim Morris and Fred Glass at the head table, there is one or two spots left at that table, and those are $100 a piece.
Oh, how reasonable is that?
It is. It's neat to have that close contact and be able to converse with them throughout the event. And then a general seating table of eight costs $425, and then a prime table very close to the stage is $600.
Okay, wow, that is amazing. So now what we're going to be doing is getting online and doing this ticket sales. So what if someone's not familiar with the movie The Rookie, tell us a little bit about Jim Morris and how you went and had him get involved in this.
Well, he, you know, his story, do you want to talk about his story, I take
yes,
it?
Yes, just a little bit, just yep. So that if someone doesn't know it, that they
sure.
would understand who he is.
Well, he's, you know, I would say, you know, one of the first things I think about is he's such an inspiration to any older athlete who's out there who's thinking, have my days passed me by?
And well, the answer is yes.
The answer
is yes.
For most of us, they're long gone.
That's why there's a movie made about him. He's the exception, not the rule.
That's right.
But, don't give any false hope here, Baldwin.
I won't. All right. Well,
it's Monday after Thanksgiving weekend.
I'm
people are
smack
feeling
him
good.
In a minute here.
People are feeling great. But it is an inspiring story. If Disney picks up your story, it should be inspiring.
So? Yeah. So it's, you know, at age 35, he had already you know, tried his hand at a major league career, and did not succeed in that process. Went ahead and settled in on a life as a high school teacher. A science teacher and also a high school baseball coach, and he was always pushing and prodding his baseball players to achieve their full potential. And one day they challenged him and said, "If we win the district championship, you have to try out again." Uh-huh. And he, you know, said, "Fine." You know, the team hadn't in history hadn't won the districts in decades, so he thought he was pretty safe. But they ended up winning the district and putting the ball in his hands and telling him he needed to try. Well, as part of his, you know, when he walked away from baseball, he had you know, two or three different surgeries on his shoulder, and so knew that his, you know, for him at that point, the likelihood of making it was slim. But went to a tryout, drug his three kids with him, his young kids. One of them was an infant. To a tryout, and asked that he be the last one. Didn't want to be embarrassed, you know, out in front of a lot of people. Turns out he goes out there and was able to throw, you know, a number of pitchers in the high 90s in miles per hour, and obviously caught a lot of attention from that. And one thing led to another. They offered him a contract, and he did eventually find himself in the majors. Not for very long. But long enough to say, for goodness sakes, I made it.
He did. That's awesome. So this is, you know, and he's going to talk about this at the event. So there's another great reason to get involved in this.
Exactly.
Food starts at 6. The Rookie, Jim Morris, 7:30 showtime. Where is the event, Jeff?
It's going to be at the Lincoln Street Club.
Oh, that means I need to get my suit pressed, right?
Well, no, this is very casual. You know, we wanted to make it easy for people. It's a 6 to 7:30 event. So it's very tight.
It's not even going to take a tremendous amount of their time.
No. People are busy at this time of year, and we get that. And, you know, we want this to be an after-work thing that they can do and go home and still have time to relax at home. So, you know, come as you're dressed, or even go home and change and be casual. It really is. We want it to be something that's easy for people to do.
Yeah, just checkbook, right?
That's right, because it is.
That's
it's
all we're asking.
It's so such an important time in our community to be, you know, doubling down our efforts on supporting our young men in this community.
It sounds like a great early Christmas present for people.
That's a thought I've had as well. Way to go, Margaret. I agree.
A week from Thursday, it all happens, 6 o'clock at the Lincoln Street Club. And if you need more information, Jeff, the easiest place to go is?
Go to that website at B as in boy, G as in girl, C as in club, Bloomington.com. www.thetelephonesafe.org.
What about for the folks that think the telephone's the easier way to do it?
Just give us a shout at 332-5311.
That's your direct number, correct?
That is.
There you go. So you get to talk to Baldwin there. He'll get you all the facts and figures.
Absolutely. Happy to.
Good job as always. And if people want to learn more about this, they can go to WGCLradio.com. And Jeff was on Joe Smith Sports Talk. Was that last week? It was last week.
It was.
So yeah, the guys
last
had,
Tuesday,
had
yeah.
some fun with all of that too.
It was
so
great.
Some stories and more background information, if you like. Best of luck with your event. We hope you sell it out as always. And I know.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you down the road.
Appreciate it.
Have a wonderful day, Jeff.
You too.
Jeff Baldwin, the director, the executive director, don't want to short him there, of the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Bloomington. All three of them in their event, Man Up, to make a difference. This. A week from this Thursday, the 11th of December, 6 to 7:30. Food is provided. Jim Morris from The Rookie will be your guest speaker. Fred Glass, the MC.
Totally wonderful evening.
Sounds like a good plan.